Hi guys, welcome back.
This is Life's Fertile Questions podcast.
And today we're going to be talking about the Mira, which is a device that you use to, I guess it works like an LH strip. So we're going to be talking about our experience or my experience with the Mira.
Kind of just what it is.
So the Mira is kind of cool. It looks like an ovary. So it's shaped in this little egg shape and it's white and it has a little LED screen that will tell you what your LH is. And when it's done processing, it'll have like a... Okay, I need to rewind. So how the Mira works is it's like an LH strip reader where instead of looking at a line, it tells you your exact...
Number,
yes. So you buy their special wands. That's what they call them, wands instead of sticks, but they call them wands. You buy their special wands. You pee in the cup. You dip the wand in the cup. You hold it for 10 seconds. Then you like put a cap on it and insert it into this device that looks like an ovary. It's like this big white egg looking thing. You'll insert it, and then it'll count down 15 minutes.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is a long time. One thing that I liked about it, though, is that you could walk away, and you could take longer than 15 minutes. One time I forgot about it, and I left it for 2 hours, and it still let me download the data. So at least that way, if
that's true.
For whatever reason, if you leave it in, then you're fine. But it does suck, the 15 minutes, if you're trying to be fast in the morning. It's not handy. But you pee in the cup, you dip the wand, then you insert it 15 minutes, then you connect your phone to the device via, I think it's, they do it over the Wi-Fi. So you wave your phone over the Mira device. It doesn't actually have to be over it, it just has to be near enough to it that it'll link. And then it'll download the data onto your app. So you have a Mira app. And that's where it tracks everything.
Cool. So it's very similar to your everyday ovulation OPKs, but it's a more detailed reading.
Yes. Getting that actual number, I think, makes the biggest difference. And that's where it is PCOS friendly. Because PCOS, people with PCOS, they typically get... one of two things, I think, is either you have really low readings where you never get a positive on an LH strip, or you always get a positive on an LH strip.
Wow.
So by giving you a number, you can compare. So if your numbers are always high, well, the one that's the highest is your peak. And that's how you know you had your peak. Versus if you have always low numbers, then the one that's your highest is then your peak. So it's still with the LH, there's still the problem of you might miss your peak if you're not testing during the right days or at the right time. So there is that problem.
But if you're having problems in general with OPKs, this is a good reader.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So how it works. So along with the Mira Analyzer Ovary Reader, so you get the 10 wands like Alyssa was saying, which are your LH strips. You take your urine sample, dip the strip, insert it into the Mira device. It analyzes your hormone levels and it will predict your upcoming fertile window. Pretty self-explanatory.
Yes, they have different wands that I forgot to talk about. So they have different wands. Some wands only measure your LH. And then they have wands that will do your estrogen and your LH. From what I've come to understand, your estrogen will peak. So you'll get a peak of estrogen before you get your peak of your LH. So it even gives you even more of a warning so you can really get in those 5 days.
Wow.
Because you'll see your estrogen will peak. So you'll be like, okay, my LH is going to peak soon. I got to get it on, and then your LH will peak, and then you know, okay, well, I'm going to ovulate within the next 24 to 48 hours, so I really got to get it on. So then at least you're covering all your bases. Those are a little bit more expensive, but it is nice. And they are working on, I've seen on the Facebook group, they're collecting some people to do even pregnancy tests, so they'll tell you, hey, you're pregnant.
Wow.
Too.
That's always like on a top plus. Of it.
Right? And then you're like, oh, well, I guess it's 3-in-1. And then I get it all in one.
Very cool. So while we're talking about money and stuff, should we go prices?
Yep.
What cost?
Yep. Let's do it.
Okay. So what's this going to cost us?
Well, it depends, because right now you can go on Amazon and you can order the Mira. There's a kit and you can order the wands, or you can go on the Mira website and order their kit and the wands. So what's cool about Amazon is it's Amazon Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, it's nice and convenient. You don't have to retype everything. You can just swipe one purchase, have it get sent to you.
Let's be real. Who doesn't have Prime yet?
I know, right? We just recently found out that me and my husband were both paying for Prime. And I was like, why are we both paying for Prime? One or the other. We don't need to both be paying for it. So on Amazon, right now, it's on sale for $199.99. And this is the kit, where it comes with the original device, which is the ovary-looking device, and then 10 test wands, which are only LH wands. So these are the basic wands. They only do LH.
Very cool. And then additional wands, if you wanted them, you can get 20 for $45. So these are your replacement wands. And those are also LH measuring strips.
Mm-hmm. So then if you go on their website, this is how you can get the wands that are LH and estrogen.
And those come out to $199, just flat. For the device, the 10 wands that measure your LH and your estrogen. There are replacement wands, and you can get 20 of them with your estrogen and LH for $65. But they are on sale, $59.
So not bad. It's a little bit more than the $45. Same price for the original set. And then it's, what is that? $14 more.
Right. $14. But it's measuring your estrogen, though. So if you want every reading possible.
Yes.
Go through the website.
Yes. And then it is good to note that they come with the little pea cups. There's enough for each stick. So if you get 20, you get 20 little pea cups, so you don't have to save them.
That's cool.
Which, I mean, is bad for the environment, but...
I have a pea cup.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't use plastic. I just have a cup that I didn't want anymore and is now my designated pea cup.
And you just keep it in your bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. This one girl that I used to watch her YouTube videos, she like... decorated her pea cup and like made Ooh. Like a positive like affirmations on the cup with stickers. And
that's so cool. No, mine's got Snoopy on it.
Oh, that's so cute.
It makes me happy.
Yep, that's the price breakdown. So what's also cool about it is, say you become pregnant, the device doesn't expire, so you can use it again your next pregnancy. You just have to buy new wands. So Very that's cool. kind of nice. You invest that money and then the device will always work. So, and it's rechargeable. So there's no batteries. You just plug it in to charge it. And I use mine not as, like, not every day, but I used it quite a bit. And the battery lasted me for like a month. So
once per cycle kind of thing.
Yeah. So it was kind of nice. You don't have to charge it every day or anything like that. I just turn it off and leave it in its box, and then turn it back on whenever I need to use it.
Very cool.
So it's pretty nice. Pretty nice.
So, Alyssa, let's talk about the app. What do you like? What do you dislike? What's it look like? All that.
So there's quite a lot going on with this app. We'll start with just their homepage. Looks like a little home at the bottom. So the home screen... it tells you what day in your cycle you're on. Then it gives you a fertility score, which is based off of your test results, what day in your cycle you're in, And that's based off of when you sign up, you say how long your cycle is, how long your periods are.
And it adjusts, like I imagine.
Yeah, your typical. So at the beginning, when you first get the app and everything, then it's based off of a typical 14-day thing. So that's like a typical 14-day thing. And then it'll adjust. So I've seen it. It'll tell me that I'm on day, my fertility score is a 2. And then when I got it started to go up. It changed it to like a 6. And then on the day that I got my spike, it put a 10. So the fertility score is 1 out of 10. And your 10 is your peak. So that's the day that you're supposed to have sex, I guess. So it gives you like a little circle. It has a little arrow where you are on your cycle. It's all very nice. When you download your data, it'll pop up. There's like a little circle underneath the circle, and that'll tell you what your score was. They do tell you recommended days to test. So at the beginning of your cycle, it's like every other day as your LH, and I suppose your estrogen as well, goes up. They start telling you to test more frequently. So it'll give you like, today it says testing day. Today is your testing day. Don't forget to test. So it's just like telling you, hey. And you can test as many times in a day as you want. It'll keep all of the information. It's just, you don't see it right on the face. You have to click. And like, it'll open up and it'll give you all your information. So that's like their main page, where it shows you, it's supposed to be like a bell graph. So it goes up like a hill and then it goes down. And then the peak of the hill is your peak fertile day. So because my hormone or my LH, whatever, is so low, it's typically between 0 and 5 for like 90% of my cycle. And this graph measures it in fives, so all of my dots look like they're the same.
They're at the very bottom,
and they're at the very bottom, and I can't zoom in, so I don't like that. And then also, it doesn't complete the graph, so if you don't test every day, then your graph will just look like random lines.
That's annoying.
It doesn't give you like a prediction, like it won't try to fill in the gaps with like a dotted line or something like that, like most apps do.
So unless you're testing every day, it looks like a bunch of dashes.
Yes. Connecting the two, like the testing days. It's just weird.
Okay.
And then I thought you could like turn it sideways and it would zoom in, and that's not the case. It also doesn't show you the whole month. It only fits 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. So it only shows you 1 week.
Oh my gosh.
Instead of showing you the whole month. So I just hate that page. I honestly, if anybody on the Mira side is listening to this, great product. Love the product. It's really helped me. The app could use some work. But we love you. So don't take it hard. It wouldn't prevent me from using the Mira. And it wouldn't prevent me from telling people to buy it. It just, there's like some things with the app that are just, they just don't work the way that they should, is all. Moving on from the main page, you have the calendar page, which gives you more of that typical look that you see on period apps and things like that. So it looks like a calendar. It'll show you where your periods were. This is where you can see where it thinks you ovulated, if you've ovulated. It'll show you, you can track what days you had sex. It'll give you like a little heart where you had sex.
Does it show your prediction dates?
Yes. Yeah, so the one thing is, it's a little weird. It's like a typical calendar, so it only shows you March. Because we're in March, then you have to flip up, then it shows April. So right now, it's saying it thinks that I'm going to ovulate April 9th. That'll be my O day. So it doesn't show up in my calendar for March. We're recording in March, so I can't even see the prediction. I have to scroll to see April. That's when their prediction is. So that's kind of how you can save your wands, so you don't waste your wands. By telling
predictions on when to try.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So people with PCOS who are not trusting, maybe they want to test every day. But I feel like you kind of see, like I did that for the first month, and I feel like you can kind of see
progress.
Like, hey, yeah. I know I typically ovulate towards the end of my, like, 20 days in, so maybe I won't test until like 8 days in, and then I'll do every other day, and then once it starts going up a little bit, then I'll do every day kind of cool. a thing.
Any dislikes for the app? Anything you wish they'd do differently?
Yes, so there's a lot that I don't like with the app. One of the things that I don't like is that you can't just look at all of your hormone tests to get all of your results. You have to click on each individual day, then you have to click on the little hormone section. It won't just tell you. So I don't like that.
And you were saying on the large graph, like you wished that they could zoom in, right? Because your numbers are so low and they stay low.
Yes. So that's something to talk about. So there's another column, or what were we calling it? Page, tab, something. It's called curve. And that's supposed to be your graph. Don't be like, oh, I don't want to do it because the app's stupid. It does have good things. There are some bad things, but it does have good things. And the product really gives you that peace of mind of you're not trying to see, is this line darker than yesterday? You don't have to keep a notebook where you tape all of your LH strips to the page so you can compare them, or you're not squinting. And I love having actual data, and I love having the actual numbers to back things up.
Yeah, it sure beats guessing if a line is dark enough to match
the
test. So parting words, what do you mean?
So overall, 100%, I recommend the Mira. It's a great product. It's only going to get better with all the advancements they're talking about, adding progesterone, like being able to track that. And progesterone is like one of the most important, I mean, they all are, but it is one of the most important things to get pregnant and to stay pregnant. So like, you know, okay, my progesterone is not working the way it's supposed to. I can show this to my doctor. Then I can get on like, what do they call those? Suppositories? Or they do pills and stuff for the progesterone if you're low. And that is one of like the causes of repeated miscarriages too, is low progesterone. So to be able to test that at home every day and be watching it is like, would be amazing. And then we talked about earlier, they're trying to test out adding pregnancy tests to their wands. So that's nice. I think it's super user friendly. The app has some issues, but for me, like, I've never gotten a positive on an LH strip. And so to be able to use these wands and like get a positive, I'm like, oh, my body works, or it's working or something. It doesn't guarantee that you're actually ovulating. All LH strips, they say, just tell you that you peak. It doesn't tell you if your body actually succeeds. So you can, they still recommend you need to be doing some kind of BBT, basal body temperature, something like that, tracking to confirm ovulation. But if you ovulate, or if you're like doing this in combination with your doctor and your doctor's confirming you ovulate, all that fun stuff, I definitely recommend it. At the very least, it's kind of giving me hope and making me think, well, at least I know that that part of my body's working. So I kind of have hope on there of like, maybe I am ovulating, and so then you get that positive. And I am getting my period, like my typical, I usually get my period on my 13th day. My luteal phase is a little bit shorter, but I think it's still within the normal range, but it's still a little bit shorter. So it does, based off of when I got my period and what day they say that I ovulated, that matches up with what I was confirming when I was using the ovuscense and confirming ovulation. So I do think that maybe my body regulated. I got over the COVID, whatever. The stress is gone, so I don't know, maybe it's working again. or maybe I lost a little bit of weight and that's making it work. I don't know. But it's great. And that makes it PCOS friendly by the fact that you can track it and actually get numbers and create a graph versus just, oh, do I have a peak or do I not have a peak? Do I have a smiley face or is it flashing? Is it solid? All that confusing stuff. So I really like having the numbers. And when I go to the doctor, then at least I'll be able to like have these numbers to back stuff up.
Very cool. So that's Mira.
Mm-hmm. It's Mira. They do have, I think we talked about it briefly, but they do have a Facebook group. Their group's super helpful. Anytime you have a question about how everything works, maybe mostly that's just the users that are super helpful. I don't know. It kind of seems like they don't get a good response with the actual company responding on the Facebook group. It's more people using it. They do have coupon codes. I don't have one for you guys right now, but definitely they have them. So please look them up before you order.
And if you just have any general questions about the device, go ahead and shoot us a message. And Alyssa's used it. I haven't, but I'm sure she's more than willing to respond.
Yes, yes, guys. If you have any questions at all, please, please, please message us on our Instagram at Life's Fertile Questions Podcast. We definitely get back to everybody that messages us. We really appreciate your guys' support and your enthusiasm for this podcast. This is something that we want to keep going. So we really do appreciate all of you guys for listening. It means a lot.
So as always, thanks for listening.
Please check out our show notes for links. We're going to put some links for the Mira, their website, where you can purchase it. Maybe we can even add the Amazon link.
Yeah, too. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram at Life's Fertile Questions Podcast.
And make sure you subscribe on wherever you get your podcasts so that you can get alerted when our episodes come out every Wednesday.
Make sure you leave us a rating, a review. Anything glowing positive would be fantastic.
Yes, we would love your guys' feedback. Please, please, please message us. We really try to work on anything you guys tell us, like the sound problem we had at the beginning, anything like that. Please give us some feedback. We would love it. We appreciate it. We love you guys.
We'll see you next week.
See you next Wednesday.